Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefkoe.
Hi, this is Morty Lefkoe with podcast number 92. Today is February 21st, 2012. It's not your fault. If you're listening to this, you're probably interested in personal growth. And if you're interested in personal growth, you've probably read a lot of books, taken a lot of workshops, and purchased a lot of programs. And if you're a typical buyer, you've probably been disappointed many times by the results, right? And what's your response when you don't get the desired result? It's got to be someone's fault. Either what I purchased is not effective, or it's my fault. Sad to say, some of the programs for sale in the personal growth market are not very effective and don't work for most people. You have to be a smart shopper and check the reputation of the people you deal with before making a purchase. But the worst that happens, if it's their fault, is that you lose a few bucks. The alternative response when a program doesn't work for you is much deadlier. If the program is good and it didn't work for me, or if I never even got around to using it, then it must be my fault. If a program that works for others doesn't produce change in me, I must be in even worse shape than I thought. This response just piles more guilt on the guilt we already felt for having the condition that led us to buy the product in the first place. It's not your fault, and it's not the fault of the program. Our behavior is determined primarily by our beliefs and the meaning we give events moment by moment. In other words, how events occur for us. See my earlier post on for more details on the relationship between beliefs and occurrings. As a result, if you read a really useful book, like Jack Canfield's The Success Principles, you may not be able to apply his valuable strategies which, if implemented, would help you get what you want in life. It's not Jack's fault if you don't get results, because his strategies can work. And it's not your fault because the beliefs, I'm not good enough, I'm not capable, I'm not competent, and mistakes and failure are bad, among others, can literally prevent you from acting on Jack's good advice. Anytime you find yourself not doing what you know you should do, or even what you want to do, recognize that you aren't a bad person, a lazy person, or a forever hopeless person for not acting. Only a person with limiting beliefs and destructive occurrings. What's upsetting is not our failures as such, but the meaning we give our failures. The purpose of today's podcast is to help you shift that meaning by giving you an insight into free will. That is the first step to truly achieving freedom in your life. What we feel and what we do is almost totally determined by our beliefs and occurrings at any given moment. On the other hand, we're free to choose to eliminate the beliefs and dissolve the occurrings that run our lives. That is where free will really lies, not in trying to override our beliefs and occurrings at the moment. Beating yourself up for feeling anxious, depressed, or angry, or for not doing what you know you should do, keeps you stuck in a never-ending loop of helplessness and hopelessness. Eliminating the source of your negative feelings and your inability to act is the first step to creating your life instead of merely living it.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefkoe.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.